Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh in the beautiful burg of Amory, Wisconsin, here at Michael Park. We're on the Danielson stage. Mr. Zomers is back at the World Headquarters high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. We are so happy to be here on location as we wrap up the On the Road with Jane and Todd tour. My friend, my colleague, now my traveling partner, Jane Matinier, is back at the desk. Jane, what a week it's been.
It has been fantastic, Todd. It really has. It's been great spending time with you. It's been great getting a chance to go
into parts of the state where I haven't spent a lot of time and a chance to chat with folks and see all the wonderful things that we can all celebrate about Wisconsin.
And, you know, it's great having Brady Ewing as it is every other week. We're getting a lot of texts saying it's cool to have that Wisconsin perspective on national sports and or whatever it might be. And again, whether it's Packers, for the most part, or Badger football, it's one of those things that, you know, as Trigvy Olsen says, when we go to a Packer game, we don't ask whether people are wearing a red hat or a blue hat. It's a green and gold hats. And it's one of those things, as April Zimmer, who's going to be back on our show here in just a minute, has talked about in your show earlier, high school sports. We went through Turtle Lake yesterday on the way up here. Beautiful, beautiful area and a great sports complex. So there was looked to be a high school baseball game going on out there at Turtle Lake. And again, it's the kids, it's the public educators, it's those things that bring our communities together.
It's keeping our water clean. It's having, you know, keeping poison coming, cancer-causing chemicals out of our water and our air clean, and help for our farmers and help for urban areas. And we're all in this together, folks. Yeah. As much as it's easier to divide people when you want to pass your own agenda, if they can split Wisconsin, it's not good for anybody. It's only good for them.
You're 100% right, and the way to bring people together is to take them to the Balsam Lake Lodge.
Yes.
Like Jane and I were at last night. Have the walleye. Oh, my God. It was absolutely amazing.
And that was a big big piece of fish.
That
was a large former fish.
Had some Edelweiss cheese and cheese curds with
spotted cow
batter.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Wonderful brandy old-fashioned sweets and a picturesque view of Balsam Lake. Jane and I are going back there tonight, and one of us is going to have to buy the other a steak dinner.
It's on.
Without further ado, Mr. Zobbers, let's go. Time once again for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
And it's two bad feet on the dashboard.
Kenny Chesney, one last time over this two-week period. As Kenny says, it is summertime. As a matter of fact, it's the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest.
Statewide.
Thank you, because the lawyer is over there, the dark, unmarked van, and if we don't say statewide, Kreitlow is doing his best impersonation of a Secret Service person with his shades, we are required to tell you it's a statewide contest. So let me interrupt this statewide contest to point something out, and April's going to talk about this in a minute. Thanks to Jane, I just got done having, or close to done having, a brat that is made feet from us at the Amory Meat Market. And there is about a dozen guys right now who are taking their lunch, who are walking in there. There are cars lined up here across the block. This is the definition of wonderful small town Wisconsin, April.
It Amory sure meets. Is. It is. So I like to think that Amory is like the epitome of a small town, right? So like when I'm driving through town, I don't even use my turn signal because everybody already knows where I'm going, right? Because when you live in a small town, everybody's all up in your business, right? But today they should be all up in the business of the Amory Meat Market.
Yeah.
Because Brat Fridays at the Amory Meat Market aren't just a big thing for people who live in Amory. People come from outside of town because it's that good.
I can
the
attest
brats were
it.
Fantastic.
They were fantastic. Yes. So you ask, well, geez, Todd, why are you bringing April in the middle of the old Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest? Here's why. Because today, there is now less than an hour left. I'm going to give you the final word in a minute here to text in. And at a little after 1:50 this afternoon, we're going to tally up the bean counters, the mathematicians, the statisticians. Our CEO is going to add this up. We're going to tell you who has had the most texts for the last 2 weeks, Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air, or yours truly. And tonight, the loser has to buy the winner a dinner. Jane has been doing better than me, and I'm fearful that I'm going to be the one buying dinner tonight. But here's the thing. Here's my secret weapon. I have brought in a former, literally, Miss Amory, as well as the Queen of Amory Information here, April Ziemer, who owns Love Where You Come From, a marketing agency. So, April, I'm calling on all of your friends and listeners at Amory to help me out in the last 50 minutes to win this contest.
I think you got it, guys. I want you to text in, help out my good friend Todd here. Actually just got word online. I have one of my old pals who lives out in Las Vegas listening.
Get out.
Oh, yeah. So, So the odds are with you, right? Vegas is going to be behind you,
yes.
Todd.
All right.
Shout out to my crew shack in Las Vegas. Let's get the ball rolling, the dice rolling here for Todd.
Very nicely done.
Yes.
Because the thing is, you don't have to live in Wisconsin to play the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And if you are a winner, here's what's up for grabs right now. Every hour for the rest of today, we are giving away a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. I've not been allowed to tell you what's in the pack, but screw it. I'm just going to tell you anyway. They are fantastic attraction tickets. If you like the water parks, if you like the golf courses, that's what's in this summer prize pack of Wisconsin Dells. Giving one of those away an hour. Also, once a day, someone's going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats.
Really nice seats.
Super seats.
Yeah.
They're padded. You get your own concession stand area, your own bathroom area, which I know you say.
But my ability to enjoy myself is directly related to the proximity of a nice, clean bathroom.
And I agree. And these seats are perfect for that.
They're beautiful seats. So we're going to win give a pair of those away today. And then after today, two lucky winners are going to be chosen at random. And two people will have a choice of the following. Either a Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake stay, including a pontoon boat.
Sweet.
That Pat Kreitlow, feet from us, has said he will be your captain if you want him to on the pontoon boat. Or a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, a beautiful place. And then Door County.
Yes.
What's more Wisconsin than Door County? At the Ridges Inn and Suites. Could choose from one of those if you're a grand prize winner, and we're going to give you a $100 gas card to get you there and back. All that and much, much more up for stakes. All right, here we go. So download the Civic Media app if you have not done so already. You download the app at your favorite app store. It's free, takes less than a minute. You open up the lovely app, and immediately a list of all the Civic Media stations across Wisconsin will come up. Choose the one closest to you. Lake Air Radio, right here in Amory, Wisconsin, would be closest to us, but choose whatever you want. You click on your station, and on the screen on the right-hand side, you're going to see a little bubble, a little text bubble, and it says text right there, text. Click on that, all right? Now, that takes you to your phone's texting area. You're all set to go. I'm going to give you the word. You type in the word carefully and hit send. Send, all right? So here it is. The word this hour is outdoors. Outdoors. O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S.
That's not that bad of a word.
It's the second time we've had that word this week, by the way. The word is outdoors. And make sure you make it plural. Put the S on the end. I'll use it in a sentence. If you want to relax and enjoy life, come to Amory and get outdoors.
Yes.
Right there.
Perfectly stated.
Outdoors. The text word this hour is outdoors. O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S. Make sure it's plural. Outdoors. The text word is outdoors. Text it to the Civic Media app right now, and you too could be on your way to a Brewers game in the club level seats, the Wisconsin Dells, or to one of the big grand prizes in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. The word is outdoors. We will find out who is a winner, Jane or myself, in terms of the most texts at the end of this show. But pardon me, right now, the always a winner, she's been on our program even back in the day when we were just a three-station show before we went statewide. She was kind enough to join us then. She's always fantastic. She is a former editor of the Amory Free Press, which I have a copy of right here, by the way. just a great local newspaper.
It does
a great job. And now she has her own business in her own right called Love Where We Come From, a great marketing firm. April Ziemer, welcome back to the show.
Well, welcome to Civic Media Michael Park. We're excited to have you.
Well, it's been a great day. You were fantastic with Jane, and you're the one that I texted her. I emailed April. I said, hey, we want to come to a Danielson stage. Do you know anybody who can help us reserve that? She said, me. You are Miss Amory.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it takes a village to run this beautiful community, but I am super passionate about Amory. In fact, my friends tease me because, you know, they have hobbies, right? Golf, fishing, crocheting. My hobby is Amory. Mm-hmm. I mean, I collect all things Amory. My collection wall at home has run down into my husband's man cave. You know, we are pushing over like his Coors Light sign, right? And making room for more like Amory yearbooks from the early 50s. He thinks that's not cool when his pals are over, but, you know.
Well, I can see where you need the space. Diana from the Historical Society dropped off their latest history of Amory, and obviously there is a lot, so much in here.
So much. Amory is rich with history, like many of our area communities, and the Historical Society did a really nice job putting that book together. Yep. You can buy them at the new Historical Society Museum. You can get them at Chet's. They have them several places in town, and it's a must read.
It's a magical place, Amory, just like Orlando was for Book of Mormon. This is what Jane and I listened to. We'll come back to talk more Amory, just like Orlando. Stay with us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
'Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living. Working hard to get to heaven, where I come from.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location from beautiful Amory, Wisconsin. We're at Michael Park at the Danielson Stage, the place that Jane Matinere has been dreaming of ever since she came to Civic Media.
Yes.
And we got Amory was one of the earlier stations in the Civic Media lineup, Jane.
Absolutely. And again, it's just always been one of those places, like the song from the Book of Mormon, where this missionary wants to get stationed and his dream is Orlando, where everything is SeaWorld and magical and bubbles in the air. And that's Amory.
It is.
It is. It's a beautiful, bucolic little tiny Wisconsin town. It's just the perfect example of a sweet Wisconsin community.
We are joined by April Ziemer. She is the owner of Love Where You Come From here in Amory, Wisconsin. And by the way, before we get into what we're with April, the word for the hour in the Civic Media Text to Win contest statewide is outdoors. The word is outdoors. O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S. Need a transfusion after spelling that word. She gets words, April, like, you know, it, and blue and cat and dog. And I get outdoors.
That was like me in like the elementary school spelling bee.
Really?
You know, like the kid next to me would get like, you know, here. And then I would get like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mm-hmm. Onomatopoeia is not that bad of a word, Todd. I don't understand why you're upset.
The correct word this hour in the Civic Media Text to Win contest, outdoors, O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S, outdoors. Text it now on the Civic Media app. You can win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, tickets to the Brewers and the club level seats, or perhaps one of two grand prizes, a summer staycation at Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. April Ziemer, for my money, staying here on one of, it's not just one, it's not just two. How many lakes comprise the city of lakes in Amory, Wisconsin?
Well, it kind of depends on what you count as a lake, right? I said earlier, you know, on Jane's show that it could be a puddle of spilled beer after a crazy polka, right?
Right.
But, I mean, we have North Twin, we have South Twin, we have Pike, we have Wapagasset, we have Bear Trap, we have Trident Lake, we have King Lake. So, I mean, we truly are the city of lakes. Plus, we have the picturesque Apple River that runs right through our city. So, we are just so lucky to be able to call Amory home.
And as our listener Mark pointed out, there are a few things more Wisconsin and more fantastic than floating down the Apple River, doing some tubing with perhaps a little cooler
and
a tube next to you just for sustenance.
Yes, it's always a good time. All, you know, use your sunscreen. That's important. But, you know, if you don't get sunburned, it is a heck of
a good time.
On the way up here, I think I was telling Jane, the last time I was in Amory was when I took a tubing trip on the Apple River in high school, and I graduated in 1988. So it's been a minute since
I've been a minute.
And just because, I guess, you know, you kind of getting a grind, I guess. I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin. I live most of the time now in Madison. And I go to Eau Claire. I have family in Eau Claire. But, I mean, my gosh, we're only, what, Jane, hour and 25 minutes away from Eau Claire to get to Amory. And I really hope that, if nothing else, I mean, we've been having fun the last 4 hours here, or three and a half so far. And I hope you get a flavor of this town and this city. And I hope that you break out of your shell a little bit. I think, to me, it's one of the tragedies of the pandemic was everybody just kind of said, I'm not going anywhere. And this April, you can come up, even if you still don't want to be close to people, there's so much land and water and forest.
Space. There is.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, it is a beautiful beautiful company to be had here in Amory. And if you're someone who wants to be on your own, we have hiking trails and we have swimming and, you know, we have fishing and it's just gorgeous and gorgeous little shops downtown to visit. And, you know, I don't think you can find a better place. And Amory was really hit because first we had the pandemic and then we had major road construction shut down our downtown area the year after the pandemic. But what we decided as a community is after those 2 years to really come back with a bang. Mm-hmm. So there's always something going on here this summer, whether it's music, whether it's food, whether it's activities, there's always something to do in Amory.
And there's all kinds of different places to stay, too. We're staying at this beautiful Airbnb that's actually just about 15 minutes away in Balsam Lake, but there's all kinds of cabins you can rent and different properties, and you can get lakefront, you can get woodsy, you can get, really, it depends upon what you're looking for.
Right. You can rent out Airbnbs here. We have motels. We have campgrounds. I mean, so whatever you're into, camping, glamping, we have it.
I like that.
Glamping I could do. I don't ground sleep anymore.
I don't either. Well, because I can't get up off the ground.
Jane's idea of camping is a Motel 8.
You know? Yeah, I get that.
But glamping, I could glamp. Right? I could be a glamper.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really beautiful here. And it's the natural beauty, right? I mean, yes, there's industry and there's certainly very nice buildings, but I just marvel at the way that folks up here have been able to preserve the natural scenery. When Jane and I were having dinner at the Balsam Lake Lodge, or going back to tonight, you sat there and we literally watched the sunset. I told Jane this. I said, this to me is spiritual. Mm-hmm. It's cleansing. We listen to loons.
Mm-hmm. And I've never heard loons before.
You haven't?
That was my first loon experience.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so excited.
She
Last
was.
Night, we went out on the pier, and as the sun was going down, just to take some pictures, and I heard loons for the first time, and I felt like Katharine Hepburn in On Golden Pond.
Whoa, hang on there. Turn down the volume here. Suddenly our monitor, it's on the back, Jane, there. There we go. Thank you. Our monitor has gone crazy.
That broke into the spiritual experience. My goodness.
You're exactly right. Well, it hasn't worked essentially all road trip until the last half an hour.
Yeah, it did that because I was going to do my loon call. And it just fritzed out right before I did it.
Let's hear your best Katharine Hepburn. Can you give us a loon call, Jane? That's good.
I didn't say it was good.
That's really good.
Was my first attempt. That was my first loon attempt.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It sounded kind of like a lunatic attempt. I got it. I got your vibe.
She gets it.
Lunatic vibe. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more with April here. A little history and you talked a little bit on Jane Shum. We'll have you repeat it for those listeners this hour on some perhaps mob ties to the mm-hmm. East North Woods here in Amory. And also take your calls. Got a couple of people on the line. And we are going to talk a little bit about Flag Day. That's why we have all the flags on the set for those watching on the stream. It is Flag Day. And wrap things up. Pat Kreitel will probably come back to the desk as well. And we will find out who wins the Civic Media Text to Win contest between Jane and I. The big winner can be you. Text in right now the word outdoors. 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 Text it right now, and you can win either a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, or a choice of grand prizes, trips to Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, and Door County, and a gas card to boot. We might throw in an Amory meat brat. Come on back to Amory. It's the Almost Show live on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Staring up at heaven, where I come from.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. military launching strikes on radar sites in Yemen used by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The strikes come in response to repeated Houthi attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the Red Sea. The U.S. Supreme Court overturning a Trump administration ban on bump stocks. The ATF banned the devices after the 2017 Las Vegas shooting. Marissa Morano is a survivor.
We're not pushing for anything except gun sense legislation. Things to make our communities, our children safe because people are dying by the dozen.
The Supreme Court ruled the ATF overstepped its authority in banning bump stocks, leaving it up to Congress to act. President Biden shifting gears from international politics to domestic campaigning. The president wrapping up his trip in Italy for the G7 summit on Friday. He'll be in Los Angeles for a glitzy fundraiser tonight. Charles Barkley says the NBA's next season will be his last on TV. He's been a TV analyst for 24 years. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Bally Sports.
William Contreras, deep to center field. Bam! A home run. His ninth of the year. The Brewers have third.
You practiced a home run call today? Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin. Eugene Hilton, the son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton, has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
Yeah, but it's not going to be easy in Boston, so gotta look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a high near 72. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. For Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, then becoming sunny and warm with a high near 90 degrees. For Monday, partly sunny with a high near 87.
It's 60 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A voter suppression bill aimed at students and younger voters in New Hampshire has moved forward in the state's legislature. It requires proof of citizenship papers from every registering voter and could disenfranchise thousands. HB 1569 would end decades of allowing a citizen registering who can't immediately access citizenship papers to use a sworn affidavit instead. It also requires narrow options for photo ID when voting, also with no opportunity for a sworn affidavit. There's almost no evidence of abuse of the sworn affidavit system, for which lying brings fines or prison. The bill is the latest in a decade of GOP bills to target thousands of New Hampshire student voters who are domiciled in the state most of the year and may register and vote if they qualify. GOP attempts to change domicile rules, end same-day registration, and require in-state tuition have all failed in the legislature or the courts. Such a bill doesn't just affect students, however. A new survey of the Brennan Center for Justice suggests that 21 million voting-eligible Americans don't have ready access to proof of citizenship. HB 1569 is one of a number around the country targeting specific populations, including Black, Brown, and Native Americans. Governor Chris Sununu has not said whether he'll sign the bill. Litigation is likely if he does. Find out more and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the beautiful Danielson Stage at Michael Park here on Flag Day in Amory, Wisconsin. That is where it led to. It led to Amory, Wisconsin, pursuing the truth, which is Jane Matinere of Matinere on Air every morning 10 to noon. The truth is, as you keep saying, we're more alike than we are different.
Yes, we are. We share common values. We share work ethic. We share value of family and friends and community and clean water and good schools and clean air. Yes, there are things on which we disagree, but I think the things we really value and love and hold close to our hearts, we all value and love and hold close to our hearts.
Yeah. April Zimmer here at Amory with us. She is the owner of Love Where You Come From, a local marketing firm, All Things Amory. And one of the things I've noticed, April, is, and Jane and I talked about this earlier, it's Flag Day. You have flags lining all over downtown Amory. And I know there's a lot of different sized towns that still do this, but I guess growing up in Richland Center, where we did it a lot, south of down in Grant County, almost near Dubuque, there's a place called Cuba City. They do this. They also put all the former presidents' pictures on the light poles and stuff. And I grew up as a kid in a small town of 5,000 people. My paternal grandparents were dairy farmers, and I was brought up to be patriotic, mm-hmm. and not to be ashamed of that. And that didn't mean being one political party or the other. Patriotic, as I was taught, was to be proud of where you're from and to be proud to be an American and to respect the men and women who put on the uniform and defended that. It doesn't matter whether you agreed with the politicians or the policies behind some of those military actions or war. You can have disagreements, but respect and honor the men and women who put on the uniform every day. Respect the people who are to elected office for the most part, particularly in small towns where they get the calls in the middle of the night about the smallest of things, but it's public service. Respect the fact that for all of our flaws, we are a country where people still want to come here. And I come to Amory, Wisconsin with my friend Jane, and I see the American flags, and it makes me proud to be an American and proud to be a Wisconsinite.
I agree. And I do think that our patriotism runs deep here in Amory. You know, we have a very active VFW and American Legion, and I am so grateful to the men and women who have served this country. And I'm also really grateful to the men and women who choose to serve our community currently, whether it's on our city council.
Elections.
Yes. Elections, poll workers, school boards. Yep. Yes, clerks. I mean, come on, guys. We're not always going to agree with decisions that are made, but let's give a round of applause to the time and the commitment that these people are willing to put in, because it's a big deal.
And until
you've done it, you do not understand the commitment that it is.
And as you said too, April, without those people volunteering their time or getting paid a very nominal sum to be our clerks, to be our poll workers, they put in long days, they train for it, they're trained for it, and they're doing this because they believe in the process of our country, and they deserve much better than to be attacked for doing their job.
Right. They certainly aren't doing it for the verbal
for the thrill. Right. And because, did you know I'm a poll worker? What does that get me?
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Well, in Vegas, it might get you more.
Well, that's true.
That's true. Hey, a girl's got to live, right?
Right.
But, you know, when I came up with the name of my company, you know, Love Where We Come From, you know, here in Amory, our pride doesn't just stop at our city limit signs, right? Mm-hmm. We're proud of being from Amory, but we're proud of being from Polk County, from Wisconsin, from the United States of America, right?
Yep.
And if you are not grateful for what we have, no one's keeping you here, right?
Right.
You know,
a lot of people that do want to come here.
Right.
Trade out with them.
I always find it ironic. You know, you see it on social media a lot. Right. I'm so embarrassed that I live here because this happened or a vote went this way or that way. Hey, are you handcuffed to your mailbox? Because if you think you can have it better somewhere else, go. Or how about the time that you're taking to complain on social media, you put into being part of the solution.
Or do something for your community. Yep.
Absolutely.
Get involved in your community.
Absolutely.
And as you said, if you think things are so great, go to Russia and go through one of their elections. Go to North Korea. I don't even think they have elections.
Right.
There's a whole... Right. Look at what's happening in Hungary. There's all kinds of places that claim to be democratic and have free and fair elections.
Right.
We actually have them in America.
I want to go to the phone lines. Mark from Prairie du Sac has been waiting in the lines quite a while. Mark, I appreciate your parents. I appreciate your parents, too, but I appreciate your patience. Mark in the Sac, 855-752-4842. Mark, thanks for holding on. I know you wanted to talk about Flag Day. Go ahead, my friend.
It's interesting that I think it must have been yesterday or, you know, just recently. I just saw an article on Newsweek this morning now where the Confederates, the Republicans, a bill got brought forward to restore the Confederate memorial at Arlington National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked it out, and it looks like the entire Wisconsin delegation voted for to restoration of that memorial. And it just is kind of ironic that Wisconsin actually fought for the Union rather than the Confederacy.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, is that lost on these guys? I mean, that a bit of levity, you were talking with the loons, you were talking about, I actually have a loon whistle, I'm looking at it right now, that I bought at the Bear Paw Sporting Goods store there in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, on one of my frequent trips up north. years ago. Wow. The Beerapaw was right on Highway 53, and I could blow a note for you if you would like. That
yes.
Oh yes.
Oh my God, this is fantastic. All right, Mark from the sack with a loon call live on the show. Here we go, Mark.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
I have to apologize to Jane because I think she might have been spot on.
Thank you, April, my new best friend. Mine was only about an octave lower, but otherwise it was just like that.
That was fantastic, Mark. Have you practiced this, or is it just off the top of your head?
I just haven't blown it, really worked on it for some years now, but I actually have it right near my kind of a little sports ops, you know, with antique fishing lures and stuff like that sitting there. It actually looks like a loon, that kind of a style of loon. And
when you buy it again, let's get Beerapaw, you said?
In Rice Lake.
All right.
You'd probably have to order it now, but it's the Great Northern Loon Whistle. And that it's still being sold, but I mean it was
April knows right where it's at.
That's adorable. Thank you so much, Mark. I will look for that online, actually.
Thank you, Mark from the SAC, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. There you go. A guy lives down in the southern part of the state, comes up here, vacations, and goes to the Beerapaw and buys himself a loon call.
I know. We have really cool things in this whole area, you know? Mm-hmm. Really cool things in this whole area, you know? It's not just Amory. It's not just Polk County. This whole upper northwestern part of Wisconsin has so many cool offerings. In fact, like 5 minutes from where you guys are staying, there's a place called Colorwood Lodge, which used to be the hangout of Capone and Dillinger.
Wow.
Yeah, that's about 5 minutes from where you're staying. You know, we have all these supposed old time mobster ties.
What, did they all like to fish or something? I mean, what was going on? Well, They were coming to hide out.
Oh, yeah. You were totally stressed out from knocking guys off in Chicago and had to relax up here. That's what it was.
Let's go up north and hide.
Yeah. Yes. They say, yeah, they were here to hide. But, you know, Amory itself has had some, I think, sort of famous people come through. I happen to know that Elvis Presley visited Amory one time. Robert Kennedy spent some time in Amory.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Any famous Amory ghosts?
Oh, we have some ghosts here in Amory. There's a church outside of town that they say is haunted.
Got it all.
An old place called the Poor Farm outside of town, which the Kern family says I think they've had some ghost experiences. When we were in high school, it was abandoned.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, that's perfect.
And there was some creepy old stuff.
Hey, we're talking to April Zimmer. She is with The Love, Where You Come From, a local marketing firm, all things Amory, along with my co-host for the week, Jane Matt Nair on air. April, give us just a couple of minutes history. What's the history? How did Amory start, and where it's come now?
Sure. So Amory started out in 1887 as Big Dam, Wisconsin, and it was mainly a logging town. Mm-hmm. And it eventually became Amory, named after a gentleman. And it's, you know, gone through several phases of what it was known for. We used to have a cheese factory here. We had a pickle factory here in Amory one time. We've had a card company, Fabri-Tech, in the 1970s was a huge place in Amory where many people were employed. And you know, it's just really well known for not only the town itself, but the lake surrounding it. We have some really awesome places just outside of Amory. Amory Ale Works, which is a converted barn that was turned into a bar and restaurant.
Oh, wow.
We have the Mix Up outside of Amory, which, oh my gosh. They, first of all, have fantastic food. Second of all, they have Pull Tab Palooza, and they have the meat raffle.
Oh, all these so things. Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Wisconsin, right? UW Wanderoos, you got to check that out, right? It's an old school. schoolhouse in this little place called Wanderers, right?
I love the
and
name.
And now it's a bar and restaurant.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. So
we got to stay till next week.
I know. Yes, right. Sage, we're never leaving.
Yeah, we're going to keep
next week's shows will
here,
be on the
right?
lake.
So just, I mean, this place, if you are looking for a little weekend getaway, it's a perfect place. As long as you want to stay, right? We welcome you here to Ambry, Wisconsin, where we make wishes on the water tower. And
what a tagline.
Where's my t-shirt? Right?
Wishes right? on the water
well,
tower.
Well, actually, if you want to check this out on my website.
give it to
myself,
us. Yeah, let's
right?
give it to you. Yeah, but
lovewherewecomefrom.com.
Lovewherewecomefrom.com.
I have a whole line of small town funny t-shirts and some that are like Ambry localized,
yes.
Clear Lake, Clayton, some other towns around us. But you have to check that out. But I should add a wishes on water.
That's a great slogan.
It's a fantastic
That's a great slogan.
About a minute left here, April, before we go to break, and Jay and I are going to wrestle it out here. Kreitler's going to officiate it. But what's your 1 minute elevator pitch to people across the state of Wisconsin to visit Ambry, Wisconsin?
Okay. I want everyone who has time to think of these two things. We have Music on the River. It's the third Friday of June, July, and August. It is a fantastic time. And then also mark your calendars for August 10th. Ambry Price is Right. Yes. Spend local big, win big. We are going to be giving away some big prizes, and we want you to spin our big wheel here in Ambry, Wisconsin.
She's got it.
She's got it.
She is the woman.
And also the home of one of our stations here, the Civic Media Radio Network, WLK. If you'd like to advertise, contact Joey, our local sales accountant.
Joey's
here.
The man.
He's a Northwest Wisconsin kid.
He is.
I say kid because, you know, I'm about to turn 55. But anyway.
Right. A kid to me is anyone who was 2 years behind me in high school. Right?
Absolutely.
But, you know, and WLAK is looking at, I know, starting to cover maybe some high school sports up
yes.
here.
We're the Warriors.
Yeah, we've got
Go Big Red.
Very good. We got John Kelly, our sports guy out of Eau Claire, but also follows news here in the Ambry area as well. So Civic, little by little, is making our home here. And we people like you have really made us feel at home. So thank you for everything that you do, April.
Thank you. And, hey, thank you for being a part of our Ambry family.
Hey, it's
our been a honor. Delight it's and a pleasure.
Here's your last chance to help old Toddy out.
Onomatopoeia.
The word is outdoors. OUTDOORS. Text outdoors right now. Come on back. Find out who wins on Civic Media's Red Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, live on location from Ambry, Wisconsin. Danielson Stage, Michael Park, the final countdown. Jane Matinair, Matinair on air every day, 10 until 2. Yours truly on the air, noon until 2. We kick this thing off, and let me just congratulate Aaron Carreno, our
yes.
operations director at Civic Media, who put this entire contest together. Aaron, spectacular. Aaron Carreno is one of those guys that he's the kindest, coolest, most level-headed person in the world, but you don't want to mess with him, you understand? Because he makes decisions. And I love that about him. And he always makes great decisions.
And he makes things happen.
And he makes things happen.
So, okay, stop stalling. So stop Aaron, stalling. Let's go.
Again, the
you're like Mean
out,
Gene Okerlund over here.
Outdoors. O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S. You have 1 minute left. Jane, you wanted to say what before we
I wanted this. To share one text that came in for Mike from Fond du Lac, who's listening on WAUK. And Mike says, I don't care who wins. You two compliment each other. Since you've been on the road, I've been listening religiously. Great pair. Now come to Fond du Lac.
We got to do it.
We do. We have a whole different swing we're going to have to do the next time we go out on the road.
Thank you, Mike. I really, really appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, we
Anything
do.
Else?
That was, I'm right, just looking at all your entries pouring
all right,
in.
All right,
pouring
all right.
Pouring in.
All right. Well, it's been a lot of fun. And again, you'll have a couple more shows yet today for you to win a chance at several of these great prizes. A Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats once per day, one more today. And then after today, and we'll get the details. We'll announce it next week on the air, but after the contest closes tonight after Pete Swaba's show, randomly two people will be chosen for a unique summer staycation at either Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, which Pat Kreitlow has offered to captain the pontoon boat, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, or Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We're going to give you a gas card to get there and back.
And back.
And back.
And isn't the real prize the friends we made along the way?
Absolutely.
Aww, nicely
Absolutely
done, Pat.
It is.
It is. You're actually 100%. Yes, you're 100% right. All right. Ding, 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 ding. As the teacher said back in the SAT test, pencils down. Pencils down. Phones down. We go back to the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Aaron Zommers, you have been given the keys to the kingdom from our owner Sage Weil. As well, from the time I just said pens down, all right, I want you to add up. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to ask you the loser between Jane and I, the loser's total of just the text, not the bonus stuff, but just the text, and then the winner totals, and then I will ask you who the winner is. So, Mr. Zommers, what is the losing total of text between Jane and I?
The loser of this showdown got a measly 1,269 texts over these 2 weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty good, though. 1,269. All right. What did the winner get?
The winner got 30 more, 1,299. So actually, nobody got anything measly.
Wow. Well, it was. Know, by comparison, Up North News Radio at 6 a.m., I feel like Charlie Brown at the door going, I got a rock.
Do you want to know how many you got?
Oh, he can tell you how many sure.
How many outstanding, amazing, wonderful early birds do we have?
202, and we love every single one of them.
But getting up that early, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Exactly.
I'm not sneezing at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
no.
you didn't get skunked, as we say, back
well,
virtual center.
I also wasn't in like a cage celebrity death match the way that these two were. I just put out the word. Right. People would text in. These two, they're listening. It's like, you got to do this for me. Which is why Aaron loves you guys.
Well, Jane was going to be, I was just going to make it a friendly contact. And then Jane's one threw down the gauntlet. But credit to you, Jane, because I think it helped propel this. It got our sponsors more air. Time and most of all, the winners, as Pat said, are our listeners who had more opportunities to win these prizes.
Absolutely, and you know, we just thought it would make it a little more spicy.
It has
a little
been
spicy.
More spicy.
A competition.
All right, Mr. Zommers, the time has come. Who has won the statewide Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win contest? The winner is.
The winner is.
Oh my God.
Todd Albaugh.
Yeah!
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shamelessness pays off, kids. Shamelessness pays off.
I have an idea. I'm feeling kind of bad for Jane. I might challenge Pat.
Oh,
the girls will bring it back.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, I like to credit all the people of Amory. I feel like today with April's help.
That was probably 30 votes. There's 30 people in Amory here that we're not going to text.
That's right. Well, congratulations, Jane.
Congratulations to you, and thank you to all of everyone who texted in. I wish you could all get a prize, but it has been so much fun. It really has, and it just made it really special. It did.
I think it was the people of Amory, because the initial push of texts at the beginning, you were losing.
It was like the horse race this year, the photo finish at the Kentucky Derby.
You're just our little secretariat, aren't you? We don't have to send you to the glue factory after all.
I feel like some days I should be sent to the glue factory.
Well, dinner is on me.
Thank you, Jane.
Dinner is on me tonight. Balsam Lodge.
Balsam Lodge.
Be there.
Come on down and have a drink with Jane and I. Won't be three sheets to the wind. No, not really.
Well, I'll come before 8.
thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. You can hear him every morning. He focuses on this part of the state, but all over the state. But it's great to have an anchor up here in Lake Wissota in the North Woods. Pat, you can listen to him every morning from 6 until 8. And April Zeber, you can catch her at her website at lovewhereyoucomefrom.com.
I'm going to make one quick correction. Love where we come from.
Love where we come from. Thank you very much. .com. Thank you, April. You've made the day. Thanks for all these great accommodations.
Oh, thank you for coming. This was amazing.
And thanks most of all to my colleague and co-anchor for the week and traveling partner, Jane Matinere. It's been amazing, Jane.
It has. We've had so much fun. It's been fantastic.
You can listen to Jane every morning before us. A great lead-in for us. We are the winners because she precedes us with Greg Bach. Matinere on air every morning from 10 until noon. Mr. Zomers for doing yeoman's work, getting it done all week down at the World Headquarters in Madison. To Sage Weil and Catherine Lake for allowing us to go out and do this. It is a privilege and it is an honor, and we do not forget that, Jane.
Sorry, I just got word from a statement from former President Trump that this was rigged.
We already agreed there would be a peaceful transfer of stake.
This was a horrible contest, he said.
You know what? It does show how much the difference a few votes can make.
And Catherine and Sage, by the way, we're never coming back.
We're staying Amory. Thank you to everybody. We appreciate it. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Jane and I may be back in our studios next week, or we may be here in Amory. It's a beautiful town. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you next week.
Keep banging on your drum.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn. Coming up on the show, Maggie's back in the saddle, and we talk about Biden's top 100. This week, we're talking about the environment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. King Charles' birthday parade. He is undergoing his own cancer treatment, but he is in attendance for the Trooping the Colour, and Kate, the Princess of Wales, is also there in her first public appearance since she announced she is being treated for cancer. In a statement Friday, the princess said she is making good progress, but acknowledged good days and bad days. In the U.S., the age of the two presumptive major party presidential nominees in the spotlight as former President Trump turned 78 yesterday, while First Lady Jill Biden in Reno, Nevada Friday took part in the national launch of Seniors for Biden.
Age is a gift, but there are still those who devalue our wisdom and dismiss our experience.
President Biden is 81. And first responders in Portland, Oregon, rescued more than 24 people who were stuck upside down for nearly half an hour after a ride malfunctioned. This is ABC News. The FAA and the NTSB are launching investigations into an issue on board a Southwest Airlines flight after an unintended movement late last month.
As a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 was in flight from Phoenix to Oakland, it entered what's called a Dutch roll when a plane tips from wingtip to wingtip as its tail rocks side to side, creating a figure eight motion at the nose of the plane. The pilots regained control of the MAX. ABC News aviation analyst Steve Ganyard says a Dutch roll can be very serious.
Decades ago, this was a serious problem for airliners, and aircraft actually crashed because of this.
That MAX has been grounded. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Opal Lee spent years advocating for Juneteenth to become a national holiday, and Friday, the 97-year-old got a new home in Fort Worth, Texas. It was built on the same lot that her family was driven from by a racist mob when she was 12 years old. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like